This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Vicki Fury, I'm speaking to her at her home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, on yesterday's broadcast. You were just finishing up, Vicki. You were sharing a message from your book, Dead Men Walking, at Billy Joe Daugherty's church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Victory Christian Center. And you were teaching a class on this subject. And all of a sudden, you told me there was a, just like on yesterday's broadcast, there was such a strong presence of God. There was a release of the Holy Spirit, and what happened to the people in the class?
Well, what happened is, as we were telling them, those who are ready to enter into this, to the river of dying to self, who are embracing this and saying, I am putting everything upon the altar of sacrifice. I am sacrificing it all. The power of God came in the room, literally. And people, as they were coming forward, the Spirit of God was hitting them. And they were all laid out in the Spirit on the floor. And then as others were waiting, because we had a class right after that that followed it, the Spirit of God was hitting them outside the room. And as we were trying to clear the room to bring the others in.
You mean they weren't even hearing and they were falling in the Spirit outside of the room?
Yes. The Spirit of God was so strong. Although they could hear parts of it, but the Spirit of God was so strong that you could feel the presence and the power of God. When you're in the presence and the power of God, you don't have to hear everything perfectly. Because when God touches, it don't matter what man says. It's his touch anyhow.
And for those that are perhaps tuning in for the first time, Vicki Fury has an anointing similar to Catherine Coleman in that people get healed all over when she just speaks without even laying hands on them. And I believe that's going to be happening as you're listening to us right now. What did the Lord show you? We were talking before we went on the air about what's going to be going on in the future in America.
He had showed me that with America, that this great shaking and everything that has been occurring, that those who say to him, Lord, we're going to follow you. We will deny ourselves. We'll take up that cross and follow you. That he will keep his hand upon them. But for those who don't, there is going to be such a shaking. And inflation is going to occur, where the gas prices will go up, interest rates. Everything is going to overwhelm people as this shaking, this great shaking occurs. And they're going to be overwhelmed. You know, we felt just a tad bit when the gas prices went up. We felt a tad bit as it was hitting $2 marks and various things. But that's nothing compared. That is just a pre-warning, and God sends pre-warnings. But those, that core that is red hot on fire for God that says, Lord, I'm going to come after you. I'm going to deny myself, take up my cross and follow me. They will have no concern.
But what about the people that have said no to God? Not really, but they've had the inclination to do something, and they haven't done it, and they've hardened themselves. Is there a chance for those people?
When that shaking starts, if they do not repent and turn, and they were to lose their life through the midst of everything that will be going on, because there will be terrorist attacks and various things, God is trying to awaken the church and awaken his people. He has to come back for the bride without spot, wrinkle, and blemish.
So now is the time for true believers to be praying and yielding to the Spirit of God, not playing religion and dying to self.
That's right. These are serious times for living in, sis. It's no time to play games with God. 9/11 proved it. God is saying, wake up, people. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, in Mark 8:34, if anyone would come after me, he must. And when he uses the word must, he's telling you, you must follow this. He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. And as you said, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? See, our time frame here is short, but eternity is for eternity. And where do you want to spend eternity? Do you want to spend it in hell, or do you want to spend it in heaven? The choice comes down to you. Decision. What is your decision? Are you going to be red hot, on fire? Sid brings these shows across and he tells you, be red hot and on fire for God. He's teaching the death position. He teaches it. He lives it. And he wants the people of America and the people of Israel to see the truth. And the truth will set them free. And the only way you can be free is to walk with God your Maker.
Vicki, there are a number of prayers that you have written out in your book, Dead Men Walking. But I believe there are people now that are saying, I am so desperate for more of God. I am so desperate to hear God's voice. I am so desperate to have my life count. I'm not even talking about whether I go to heaven or hell. I just need intimacy with you, God. Would you lead these people in a prayer of consecration right now? And I'll repeat it after you, and everyone should that feels they want to pray this prayer should repeat it with me, because this is the time now to have intimacy with God. Remember the five wise and the five foolish virgins? It's what do you want to be, wise or foolish? The foolish had the door locked. The wise heard the bridegroom's voice and went in. Would you lead us in a prayer, Vicki?
Certainly will. Oh, Heavenly Father, we glorify thy name, for you are holy. Lord God, come before you.
I come before you.
And the prayer of our heart.
And the prayer of my heart.
Is to be totally dead to self.
Is to be totally dead to self.
I want to surrender everything.
I want to surrender everything.
My mind.
My mind.
My body.
My body.
My soul.
My soul.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
I want to abide in the cross of Christ.
I want to abide in the cross of Christ.
Crucifying this flesh.
Crucifying this flesh.
In total surrendership to you, Lord.
In total surrendership to you, Lord.
For you've commanded us, Lord.
For you've commanded us, Lord.
To deny ourselves.
To deny ourselves.
To take up our cross.
To take up our cross.
Daily.
Daily.
Following you.
Following you.
According to your will.
According to your will.
And according to your way.
And according to your way.
So, Lord.
I empty myself.
Of all my worldly ways.
of all my worldly ways.
I will no longer be a part of this world.
I will no longer be a part of this world.
For I set myself apart.
For I set myself apart.
To reflect Christ.
To reflect Christ.
In me.
In me.
I choose.
I choose.
To be.
To be.
A divine imitator of Christ.
A divine imitator of Christ.
To those around me.
To those around me.
Lord, with great joy in my heart.
Lord, with great joy in my heart.
I take up the cross.
I take up the cross.
Of dying to all my selfish will.
Of dying to all my selfish will.
And I humbly submit myself now.
And I humbly submit myself now.
In utter total obedience.
In utter total obedience.
To you and you alone.
To you and you alone.
Lord, I seek to be absolutely.
Lord, I seek to be absolutely.
Surrendered into your hands.
Surrendered into your hands.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
Lord, I thank you for hearing.
Lord, I thank you for hearing.
Hearing this prayer this day.
Hearing this prayer this day.
And I know that thou answers.
And I know that thou answers.
I worship you.
I worship you, Lord. Praise your holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Vicki, we're just about out of time. I believe that God heard that prayer, and God is in process of answering it, and great miracle ministries are being raised up. You need her book to meditate on these scriptures and understand what it means to die to self. $14 postage paid. Dead men walking. This is must for you to get a hold of and pray the prayers in this book, Dead Men Walking, $14, postage paid. This is a Shabbat broadcast. I want to pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivereth Adonai V'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai Panav Elecha Vichunecha Yissa Adonai Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha
If you'd like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.